Welcome to the Wisconsin Family Connection. Stay tuned to hear Wisconsin Family Council President Emeritus Jelaine Appling reveal how the important legislative and cultural issues of our day affect you and your family.
Each June, Father's Day reminds us of the profound importance of dads, not just in our personal lives, but in the health and stability of our entire society. Father's Day should prompt us to reflect deeply on the indispensable role of fathers in God's design for the family, and what we lose when that role is diminished or dismissed. For me, Father's Day brings cherished memories of my own dad, Bob Appling, a man who was not perfect, but who was present, principled, and profoundly influential in my life. He was my adopted father. I've never found or even looked for my biological father, in part because God, in His great grace and providence, gave me exactly the father I needed in Bob Appling. Dad and I were both type A, so we clashed. In my memory, he won those clashes far more often than I did, to his credit. Even in our clashes, I knew he loved me and wanted God's best for me. Dad held me to some very high standards, in part because he honestly believed I could always do better at whatever I was doing, but also because he wanted to instill in me important character traits. Dad taught me by example and word what it means to live with integrity, to work hard, and to honor God in the everyday choices of life. While imperfect, Dad really did want a strong family that truly lived the biblical faith we espoused. At Wisconsin Family Council, we constantly advocate for God's design for marriage and family because we know strong families don't happen by accident. They happen when fathers and mothers alike embrace their God-given roles. Fathers in particular are uniquely called to lead their families spiritually, emotionally, and physically. This is not cultural tradition. It's biblical truth. The absence of fathers has become one of the most pressing social challenges of our time. Nationally, 1 in 4 children lives in a home without a biological step or adoptive father. Higher rates of poverty, educational failure, behavioral problems, and emotional instability, and more, all follow when a father is missing. This is not just a personal problem, it's a generational one. Yet too often our culture is bought into the lie that fathers are optional, or worse, expendable. But God's word tells a different story. In the scriptures, the role of a father is noble and vital. In Ephesians 6:4, Paul writes, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord." That command is both tender and strong. My dad took his responsibility seriously to provide, to protect, and to be present. While his work demanded long hours, I vividly remember his running into basketball games just in time to watch me take the initial tip-off. He was present even when it meant sacrifice. He worked hard so my mother, brother, and I had what we needed, and I never once doubted that he would do whatever it took to care for us. Wisconsin has no shortage of children who are growing up without that kind of fatherly presence. The ripple effects are heartbreaking. We've seen them in our classrooms, our juvenile courts, and our social services. But we've also seen what can happen when men answer the call to biblical fatherhood. We've watched them re-engage with their families, commit to their marriages, and start building a legacy of faithfulness. That's why this Father's Day, I'm not just thinking about my dad. I'm praying for the godly fathers in my church, for the single dads working double shifts to provide, for the stepdads stepping in with grace, for the grandfathers filling a gap, and for the spiritual fathers mentoring the next generation of men. We need to do more than thank fathers. We need to honor them with real cultural affirmation of their irreplaceable role. Churches, communities, and policymakers should all be focused on restoring and reinforcing fatherhood. We need to equip and encourage dads, not just on Father's Day, but every day of the year. God in His perfect wisdom chose to reveal Himself as a father, not because He is like human fathers, but because the best human fathers are a reflection of Him. This Father's Day, may we recommit to honoring and restoring fatherhood in Wisconsin, not just because it's good policy, but because it's God's design. Happy Father's Day to all the dads who reflect the heart of our Heavenly Father. Your impact matters more than you will ever know. For Wisconsin Family Council, this is Jelaine Appling reminding you that God, through the prophet Hosea, said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."
This has been the Wisconsin Family Connection with Jelaine Appling, President Emeritus of Wisconsin Family Council. Our address is Post Office Box 14440, Madison, Wisconsin 53708. Call us toll-free at 888-378-7395. For a transcript of this or other programs, visit us online at wifamilycouncil.org. Thanks for joining us.